This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
At the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen on the DJV list of celebrities who are here. They are the two that I enjoy the most today. Jennifer's off, so why not, right? I enjoy your company, ladies. So there.
Ditto.
Ditto. You enjoy the ladies' company? I got it. Here are a couple of quickie things for us to assess the, what's going on. Down near the border in Texas, this has nothing to do really with the border, but it's interesting that there's a new bill before the legislature there, which is going to pay for teacher pay raises, $1.6 billion. The governor there, Greg Abbott, says the pay hikes are part of a spending bill. According to the NEA, teacher salaries in Texas about $7,000 below the national average. Why is that not surprising? Lawmakers say the plan will give educators with more than 5 years in the classroom a raise of about $4,000. But that plan also includes a merit program that could pay exceptional teachers even more. See, I'm all for that. I think that teachers ought to have merit pay. They get a base salary, and then you involve them in what they're supposed to be doing. How good are your results? Kind of like doctors in Japan. If you don't get better, doctors don't get paid. I think that's a fabulous that's a fabulous system. We ought to be looking at that a little bit more here. And so, not that you don't want to pay teachers. I'm not suggesting they don't get paid at all, but I think a bonus is good for teachers who, there are a lot of teachers don't like it, but that's because they'll show up badly because they don't do a good job. Pay people for getting results, benefits from the thing that I guess I would wonder about is what's the who sets the standard and what is the standard and how do you display that standard? How do you get to the point where these children are doing such and so measuring the work? But it's a good thing, I believe, anyway. Librarians and school staff also getting raises because apparently they're underpaid. It's one of the strange things, and it often gets a focus, and it's often a negative focus, and I'd rather not make it a negative focus of how poorly some teachers in many districts are paid in our country. We don't value education, and is that a reason for us having a poorly educated lot? A lot of the children coming out of public school, some of them doing very well, some of them do very well in school. It's an individual thing, but if you're lagging behind for whatever the reason, there is a good reason to kind of bring them along, because if they get out of school and they don't know anything, their jobs, the opportunity for jobs likely to be few and far between, and then we end up taking care of those folks as wards of the state, kind of. So it would be better. It just shows you, it's another example of how the government is inveigled in our lives. Public education, something that started after the Civil War, and had been conceptualized earlier than that, but it really didn't take hold till the 1880s, the whole idea of a public school system. There were individual communities that had teachers, and they were paid for by parents for the most part, not by the city or the town. So here we have this whole system now. It's become inveigled in our, it's ingrained into our lives. We expect to have the opportunity to go to school. You know, in many places, you don't have the opportunity, you don't have the right to go to school. When I was in Peru last year, I was amazed at how many kids didn't go to school. They worked, they were trained a little bit in languages, but they work from an early age. They don't have public school systems. The tribalism doesn't trust the public system and the government. They don't. Those little pockets around various countries in South America, Asia, and Africa especially, these groups that sort of train and live in their own world. You don't even begin to understand what their lives are like. And it's different here. At any rate, there are many of us who had great educational stories, great educational experiences. I was very happy in school. I loved going to school. A lot of kids today don't, and it's become way more political than it used to be. So, all right, good news. Also, while we're down in Texas, or at least in that department, federal judge temporarily blocking $1 billion in funding for the border wall. Construction was supposed to start this past weekend as part of the national emergency declaration earlier this year. The president said it would take $600 million from the Treasury Forfeiture Fund and $6.1 billion from the Department of Defense to pay for the wall. Declaration gives Trump access to that government funding without going through Congress. See what this tells me? This shows you how easy it is to appropriate money. You've heard me rail about money that came, Social Security, for example, raided by Congress. There's no money there. It pays you. The people who are paying in now are the ones who are paying for the people who are collecting. And the same with the Highway Trust Fund. We always are hearing we're going to have more taxes to pay for the roads. Well, what happened originally to the 13 cents a gallon that went into the Highway Trust Fund? Poof! Gone like magic. It's gone. Spent. Same thing is true for the Airport Trust Fund. There's no money in that. Congress takes it and uses it for other things. So how do you get a system that comes together that actually honors the reason that these... Look at the Trump's going in there to take money from other things from the Defense Department to pay for the border wall. How do you justify that? I don't know. Frustrating? What do you think, Victoria? Yes or no? Frustrating.
I think it's so hypocritical because he railed against Obama for 8 years of, Obama and his executive privilege and Trump tripled
that.
Obama,
these guys are all doing the same thing. We're supposed to have a
even way
tricameral.
It's a
tricameral form of government. The legislative is supposed to have the watch over the legislative, and the judicial is supposed to have watch over both. And, in fact, it's kind of falling apart. We're not respecting these rules, and we need to respect them. All right, so what do you have that leads?
Well, Whole Foods is in the news, and for a very good reason, and definitely one that you and I have talked about a lot and agree on. Whole Foods has pledged to eliminate all plastic straws in the U.S., the U.K., and Canada by July, as in, like, 2 months from now, which is really kind of a remarkable goal. It makes them the first national grocer to make this change. Included in the plastic ban will be at all Whole Foods markets, along with some of they have other operating, other venues that they operate, Allegro coffee bars, juice bars, cafes, some liquor stores, things like that. And so, in lieu of plastic, Whole Foods says that they will offer paper straws that are recyclable and compostable, and then they will come with frozen drinks upon customer request. And Whole Foods says that the decision comes on the heels of several planet-forward decisions that they've made already this year, including switching to smaller produce bags. Because, you know, when you go to buy produce and you pull the plastic bags off of the roll there, the green roll, the bags are so much bigger than... Yeah, they're huge. And people put, like, one little bulb of garlic in it, and you're just wasting that plastic bag that ends up, you know, in the waterways. So they're making those smaller, and they're also replacing they've already replaced the hard plastic rotisserie chicken containers, and they now come in bags, and that uses 70% less plastic. They say that this new change with the plastic straws and the other initiatives will eliminate 800,000 pounds of plastic per year. This
amazing,
is just one, and Whole Foods stores,
one
let's
company.
Be honest.
This is one company,
this is one company, and there aren't that many Whole Foods stores around the country.
347.
Yeah, I mean, compared to other grocery store chains.
Stop and Shop and some of the big chains. Albertsons owns 3,000
right.
stores,
and so
different brand names. But
if only 340 stores of Whole Foods stores, if that can have such an impact of 800,000 pounds of plastic, can you imagine if other grocery store chains got involved and eliminated stuff, too? It's being down here at the Jersey Shore, this is our first summer living here, and it was kind of amazing. We went out to a bunch of different places this weekend, and so many places, bars, restaurants, have eliminated plastic straws, and they're
good.
All using hay straws, which...
That's interesting. The synchronicity. I'm eliminating all my little ice cream buses that we have that serve ice cream on the farm, and then we're traveling around to various farmers markets and venues during the summertime. I told Mary, who's operating this thing for me, that I didn't want any more styrofoam, no more plastic, nothing. All paper, everything. and immediately. This is you got to ditch those plastic straws, man.
Yep.
And all the other things. And it isn't just a. It's not just one of those demonstrations. This is for real. Listen to what Victoria just said about the amount of garbage that comes from these bags just at Whole Foods. Imagine it around the country. Carol, what did you start to say?
Well, I was going to ask, Victoria, you mentioned hay straws. Have you ever used those? Or like
yeah, I use them all weekend.
So did it? Because I will say... I'm not
a big straw person, to be honest, though.
Me either.
You know, if I have a cocktail, I don't ever ask for a straw. But they were, you know, kind of the bartenders was putting the straws in. We were drinking mixed drinks, and so they just popped the straws in.
Yeah, I will say I am a straw person. I don't know why. I've always found enjoyment out of drinking out of straws. But and then as the person to say, I went out to a restaurant over the weekend and I got a cup and they gave me a paper straw, which is great. That's fine. But most people who are going to a restaurant are drinking a drink over the course of, say, like an hour or two. Or if you're getting it to go like I was, then you are probably walking or driving home and then you're drinking your drink. And the only problem with paper straws is that after 20 minutes or 30 minutes, they start to get soggy in the middle and you can't get your drink out anymore because they start collapsing. And so
the paper straws that I've been given recently, though, I will say they're a lot better. They don't just disintegrate.
Yeah, so I'm hoping as this becomes kind of a bigger thing that people will either have other options like hay straws or bamboo, or they'll come out with paper straws that are a little bit heavier duty, because I think that's one of the backlashes that people have.
It's true.
It's you know, people don't want to use a straw that starts disintegrating after, you know, 20 or 30 minutes.
That's
the
true.
The hay straw.
The hay straws are, they're great.
Yeah.
It's completely all natural and has zero impact on the environment. Yeah. So I was very happy to see multiple bars using hay straws now here at the shore.
A taste from down in the farm with your Slicky. It's 18 after the hour here on the DJV program. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to. NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I be Prince when I grow up?
You can try.
Really? I was kidding. You wouldn't approve of my version of Prince's song.
Probably not.
So here's Prince in your ear. Music time, 24 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria, Kara, and I focusing on Spike Lee, who revealed the song lists for season 2 of his series, She's Gotta Have It. Includes an episode with almost all Prince songs, as well as others with songs from Madonna, Marvin Gaye, War. The music lineups of the episodes from the series based on Spike's 1986 black and white feature debuts with episode
201. That was his first movie.
101. Yeah, it was. Yep. Track list includes everything from jazz to pop, hip-hop, soul, Latin, tracks by Roy Ayers, Madonna, Stevie Wonder, Erykah Badu, is that how you pronounce the name?
Yeah.
Erykah Badu, right? Mm-hmm. Bruce Hornsby, that's an interesting, very eclectic mix.
It is a very eclectic mix. Yeah. And it's interesting because he released over the weekend on Instagram, he released the set list for every episode. So there were a lot of posts, but it is interesting mm-hmm. that he handpicked all of the music.
Yeah.
Like a good director would, you know, having control over a lot of stuff.
Their job, yeah. Season 2 of She's Gotta Have It available now at Netflix. If you're a fan, there you go. Somebody asked me the other day if I'd seen House of Cards for the season, and I hadn't really even thought about it. But it's been down since March, hasn't it? Been available?
It kind of came and went without much fanfare, right? I have no idea how it even started or ended
up. Spice Girls kicking off their long-awaited Spice World reunion tour in Dublin last weekend, reuniting on stage for the first time in 7 years. The show is at Croke Park. There's Baby Spice, who's Emma Bunton, Ginger Spice, who's Jerry Halliwell, Scary Spice, Melanie Brown, and Sporty Spice, and Melanie Chrisom. Is it Chrisom? Chisholm.
Chisholm.
performed a lot of the band's hits, tracks from their 1996 debut album, Spice, Wannabe, To Become One, Say You'll Be There, songs from their 97 follow-up, Spice World, Spice Up Your Life, Ladies of Vamp, and Viva Forever. Posh Victoria Beckham is not going on the tour. However, opening night was marred by some sound problems at that venue. Following the band's first performance, fans took to Twitter to complain. Mel B responded to the feedback with an Instagram video after the show, saying, "Thank you for attending our show tonight in Dublin. We'll see you in Cardiff, and hopefully the vocals and sound will be much better." After the girl group disbanded in 2000 following Halliwell's departure, the Spice Girls reunited for a comeback tour in 2007 and 2008. They performed at the Olympics closing ceremony in 2012.
That was fun. Yeah. That was one of the best opening and closing ceremonies at the London Olympics. I think did an incredible job. Yeah. They have so much talent to pull from. If you think about all the they had different British acts from all different eras, and it was that's one of the most memorable Olympics for me. Ever, and the Queen got in on it with James Bond, and they had that whole it was really, really creative. Yeah, it was very cute.
So they're going to perform 12 more shows in England. But they're not coming to America.
They haven't announced yet. I think a lot of people are hopeful that once they get the kinks out that they will come here. Yeah.
Right. I think if I were to go to a show like that and I really want to hear the music and the sound is bad, I'd be pretty upset.
The video was terrible. The sound just kept dropping out completely. It was horrible.
Not good. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's visit to Japan winding down with a banquet with new Emperor Naruhito. He also held a joint news conference with the Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, where he said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's latest weapons tests haven't bothered him at all, adding he'd like to reach a deal with the North, but said he's not in a hurry. On a possible 2020 election opponent, the president says,
Kim Jong-un made a statement that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. He probably is, based on his record. I think I agree with him on that.
It's Memorial Day 2019, when America remembers those who made the ultimate sacrifice. National Commander of the American Legion, Army veteran Brett Rystad, says,
Memorial Day, unlike Veterans Day, is a day in which we recognize the sacrifices of those that served our country, those that died in the line of duty for our country.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The hour here on the DJV program. Hi, how do you do? Victoria Jones is not here. Victoria Keelan is here. The Victoria is in my life. Whenever I have Victoria Jones in my mind, it's because I've just sent her a note about some things because she works with me on the Countdown show. There's so many different venues I have here for communicating. I'm so thankful to have those venues. But the biggest one is the DJV show. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. Jennifer off today. Some business things. You just made me think, because you're so good at telling stories, Victoria, using words that encapsulate a visualization. That's really our stock and trade here. When we talk about story, clarifying things, if we're good at what we do, we're having you, through our words, imagine what it is that we're talking about. Visualize. And So I was just eating my kiwi, and I was thinking about what you said. We were talking about whole foods and the elimination of those big plastic bags. And the visualization went through my mind when you told the story, and then it more was reinforced as I just had a kiwi. We buy, what, 4, 5, 6 kiwis maybe? They're just little things, little fruit. If you don't know what a kiwi is, it's a wonderful green fruit, has lots of vitamin C in it. And I have become, over the last 10, 12 years, quite a devotee. My daughter introduced me to them, actually. But the point here is they only take up a little bit of the space in the bag. And they're these huge, and I happen to have been at a Whole Foods. Local store that competes with Whole Foods that I happen to like. I like promoting and supporting the local food stores. So anyway, I got this big bag, and I'm thinking about all the things. I put some apples in a big bag, didn't need the big bag. I put some oranges in a big bag, didn't need the big bag. Most of the fruit, didn't need the big bag at all.
Right.
So, but think about the consequences of every single person using something like that. And if Whole Foods eliminates it, that's great, but it would be greater for the greater good if the bigger supermarkets looked at it that way. Some supermarkets still are sending food home in plastic bags. I'm trying to think of Vons or one of those stores that I go to on the West Coast. That's disgusting, actually. Not necessary at all.
It's not necessary, and it's so easy. For 99 cents, there's a Stop and Shop right down the road from me that I go to when I, you know, just need like a quick little trip to the grocery store. Yeah. And they have they sell reusable shopping bags. They're 99 cents or 79 cents, and you get a discount every time you use them when you go back the next time.
I forget mine.
I actually have a ton of them now because just I've accumulated them from Whole Foods.
You just put them in the car
places.
When you go back out again. Just remember to put them in the car so you won't forget them.
That's actually what I should do. That Just because once it's there, then you're not going to forget it. But you know, I don't use any produce bags anymore. Those plastic bags are there's no point, and they can't be recycled, and it's that kind of real flimsy thin plastic that you know it gets stuck in trees and it blows around. It's just it's a mess. It's not necessary.
Yep. Here's another item. We were talking about paying your AT&T bill with cryptocurrency. This is, I wonder, from a business point of view, how this works for them. Are they doing it? Most of these big companies don't do things unless it's in their interest. But I fail to see how they find it easy to use crypto. What do you think?
Wait, say that again. What's the question?
How is it that AT&T finds it easy to use cryptocurrency? Most of these big companies that do something like this do it because it's good for them, not good for their customer.
Well,
so
they have a partnership with the platform that
Okay, but do they just transfer the value of the money in crypto?
Yeah, exactly. So if your bill is $100 a month, then you just deduct the $100 from your crypto account. It's basically it's cash. For dollar.
How do you get the crypto in the first place?
You just buy
Bitcoin.
It. Yeah, I actually just sold some Litecoin yesterday, and so you can buy it. There are a number of platforms. Coinbase is the one that I use.
That?
I made a tiny bit of money. Yeah. I bought it. I bought it when it was just super hot and everybody was jumping on the bandwagon. So I didn't really. I kind of basically broke even. But the fees are not bad. It's only like $2.99 to sell and transfer the money back to your bank account. So I see the appeal with it, but you know it's very volatile. Some people go in, if you have a ton of money and you go in and you buy $10,000 worth of Bitcoin, the next day you could have it could be almost doubled, and then you cash out and you make a lot of money. So but you have to really watch it almost hourly.
All right, let's see some other business news. Major, I'm looking at least 4 different ads in the last few minutes on various sites online of major sales because of the unofficial start of summer being this past Memorial Day weekend. There are a lot of people who went to the store to buy patio furniture. All of these big companies, whether they're the big box stores or whether they're online, cutting a lot of prices on iPads and watches and TVs. Let's see, Nordstrom's was selling a lot of shoe and clothing specials. Apple selling iPads. I thought Apple made these that you couldn't fiddle with. What do they call it? True trade or something? Fair trade items. Everybody sells the stuff at the same price. I guess that's not the case anymore, right? In terms of
Well, I think iPhones are pretty uniformly priced. There may be a company.
That's what
there,
I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. There may be a certain deal with a with like a certain provider that they might give you a discount off of that, but. I think by and large, it's the iPhone is the iPhone, and that's what the price is, and it's a lot of money. They're expensive.
The Bissell Quick Steamer Pro is available this weekend very cheaply on eBay. Nordstrom has a half price sale on mostly women's dresses. It looks like I don't know. I just find it interesting that people are so interested in Nike shoes. Small appliances at Macy's, that sort of thing. Something this week, a lot of things will be on sale actually this week.
Yeah, I mean, I went to Target over the weekend and DSW looking for some shoes for a wedding, and all of those stores had 50 or 60% off of different things. So, I mean, they'll just take any opportunity people are off, you know, or people are taking vacations, and so they have more time to go to the stores. So they'll do anything that they can to get more people to come in.
Well, that's good. That's what business is all about. Not a bad thing. Other business news. J.P. Morgan says they are not going to do business anymore with Purdue Pharma. If you don't know about Purdue Pharma specifically, they're the ones that make OxyContin. J.P. Morgan Chase separating itself from this big company in light of allegations that Purdue's deceptive marketing helped to fuel the opioid crisis. That's quite a statement. For a bank as big as they are, we normally think of them as being pretty bloodthirsty, you know, the big banks. But J.P. Morgan has managed Purdue's financial transactions, probably the best-known corporation, at least at this point, to distance itself from Purdue. A lot of people are doing it, and, well, they ought to, because Purdue has been kind of stubborn at admitting that they were the creator of this and created the problem. They blamed it on doctors. Who prescribed too much of it as a painkiller. Come on. It's that kind of stuff is pretty offensive, I think, don't you? You know, it's your fault, not my fault. I just made a product that some people found was good.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Good for what is the question probably of the moment. At any rate, United Airlines canceling. I don't quite understand the drift of this. They really have, they have older planes. They like all the other airlines. This is kind of one of those facetious things. American brought back some older planes they had retired. Southwest did the same thing, and so has United. So have all users of the 737 MAX. Matter of fact, United didn't have that many of them in service yet anyway, and so they made a big deal out of saying, we're not going to fly these planes, canceling 2,400 flights. That's bunkum. They cancel flights all the time and rearrange their schedule to accommodate whatever aircraft they have, what the needs are of the flyers. So this is a disingenuous piece of crap. It doesn't mean anything at all. It's baloney.
Yeah, except if you've got a flight booked, because that happened to a friend of ours over the weekend.
Well,
found out, United canceled my flight. And I guess they had anticipated that this 737 MAX, the grounding of the planes and the fix that was supposed to come from Boeing, that it would have all happened by now. And Boeing says that they have the fix, but we haven't really heard more about it, so no. I don't know.
Did you see the story of the guy?
I still don't want to fly on one of them.
Nah. The story of the fellow who lit up a cigarette on the Spirit flight. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah.
Who doesn't know that you can't smoke on a plane?
He said, I don't care, I'm going to smoke. I have a right to.
Oh my gosh. So what happened? Was he mid-flight?
Yeah, as soon as the plane landed. Well, they kind of surrounded him and got him to stop. The people on the plane, the stewardesses or flight attendants didn't have to do anything. Yeah, he was surrounded by, I'd have been in his face or maybe worse. There's no place for it in a confined area no matter where you are.
Right. Is that a situation
very clear,
where it's allowed to knock somebody out? Because if he's not conscious, then he can't be smoking. right? Is that inappropriate? Because I feel everyone would unanimously agree on a flight that would, oh no, I accidentally elbowed him.
Right.
In the face.
I don't think anyone would rat you out if you were the person who knocked them out.
Yeah. 45 half the hour here on the DJV program.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
A couple of more Victoria-based, Victoria helps me a lot by putting a lot of the stories together that we talk about here. Business stories, a couple of lawsuits filed against Starbucks claiming that several stores exposed customers to a poisonous pesticide, potentially deadly toxin, then fired a store manager who complained about them. In one of the class action suits filed in Manhattan, 10 Starbucks customers claim they were exposed to this chemical dichlorvor. Is that how you pronounce that? I guess I don't know.
Yeah. It's on those. It's those sticky strips that are meant, like glue traps that are meant to catch mice and bugs and stuff, which are just vile. They're so gross.
Are they visible when you go into a Starbucks?
Apparently, in this instance, yes. Customers said that they saw them on the floor near where the bagels and the pastries were, and they're not supposed to be anywhere in where food or restaurants are. They're not supposed to be, but a lot of restaurants use them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very, very gross.
Gross. All right, so keep your eyes peeled when you go into the Starbucks store. 10 minutes for the hour on the DJV program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Money Pit time. It is 53 after the hour. Tom Kreitler is here, co-host of the nationally syndicated weekend program, The Money Pit. And one of the happiest places I send people to is their website, moneypit.com. You will find the, no, it's The Money Pit. Is it Money? No. What is that?
It's moneypit.com.
It's moneypit.com. You know what I do? I confuse you sometimes and Warren Eckstein, who does the pet show.
Uh-huh.
He's also helping out our listeners with advice every week. And I sometimes forget, is it The Money Pit? No, it's moneypit.com. And then when it comes to his pet show, I say petshow.com, and they'll say, no, it's the pet show. Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, all we're right. Sorry we make it so hard on you, Doug.
That's all right, Tommy. It's okay. So Memorial Day weekend, hanging the flag.
Yeah.
Let's talk about hanging a flag at your home, what the proper way is to do that. There's an etiquette involved, right?
Yeah, there is. And we get a lot of questions on this. We've got a great post online right now about the same thing. But when it comes to hanging the flag, of course, first of all, you always have to handle the flag with care. And the union has to be up, always, except in one circumstance. You know what that is?
No.
When it's an emergency. If the union is upside down, it's a distress signal.
Really?
So, yeah. So another thing to keep in mind, which I think that people violate all the time, is that the flag is never supposed to be used as a wrapping or any sort of decoration. But how many times do we see that? I mean, I think about flag napkins, flag paper plates, You know, it's technically not supposed to be used for anything other than itself and bunting.
Wow. Okay. So that's good to know. Keep that in mind, folks. Here's something from the MoneyPit.com, the newsletter, which is something you ought to sign up for. Easy enough to do at themoneypit.com. No, at MoneyPit.com.
MoneyPit.
MoneyPit.com. I'll never get this. If I spend my life, I'll never
Doug,
get
just
this.
For you, both URLs work, okay? They both
okay.
work.
Thank you very much.
We'll get there.
So here's a story about easy stain removal steps. This is something I've been dealing with. I got two things for you from the farm. One of them is getting rid of the stains that come from winter weather, things like that. So what is this focus? And I want to ask you about paint that doesn't dry.
Well, it's barbecues, that. You know, picnics. It's some certain types of picnic stains that we all see a lot, especially this weekend, like barbecue sauce and ketchup and mustard. You know, with those types of stains, you can flush them with cold water on the underside of the fabric and then blot it with liquid laundry detergent. And then follow that up with white vinegar. Those three steps in a row.
White vinegar. Ah.
Yes. Not red vinegar. White vinegar. Otherwise, you'll make it worse. We've also got tips on how to remove berry stains, like from blueberries and strawberries. How to remove grass stains, mayonnaise, grease stains. We put a guide together on how to do that on Easy Stain Removal, given the fact that this is the start of the picnic season. And that is online right now at MoneyPit.com.
All right, you can also win a powerful Greenworks PSI, 2300 PSI pressure washer. So here's what I was thinking about that. I ought to have one of these. Yesterday we spent, I've had three or four over the years pressure washers. I've yet to buy a steam cleaner, but I'm on the edge of doing it because the damn, but I'm wondering whether this is the right one. We were changing hoses and nozzles and arms and stuff yesterday as we were washing some things on the farm, getting rid of those stains that you were just talking about.
Yeah.
And so I wonder about this.
Well, I have one of these. And, in fact, if you go to the Money Pit's Facebook page at facebook.com/TheMoneyPit, I actually did a project this weekend where I was redoing a teak picnic table set, patio table set. Yeah. And you could take a look at these chairs that I blasted with my pressure washer and got all the old finish off, and then we refinished them, and they look fantastic. So a good quality pressure washer makes a big difference, and we are giving one away in the Green Mind Home giveaway presented by Greenworks. You can enter every day at MoneyPit.com. The one I was using is the same one we are giving. Well, it's not the same unit we're giving away. That's mine. I'm going to give you a new one in the box if you win.
I want one, too. I want one. I want one, Daddy.
You want the one that was actually touched and tested by me? That's the one I'll give you, man.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, it's a great pressure washer. 2300 PSI does a good job.
Jeff wants to know what the best way is to go about smoothing a painted popcorn ceiling.
Ugh, you can't really smooth the ceiling.
Awful. No.
Once the popcorn is applied, you are stuck. So the way you get unstuck is this. Yes. You spray the so-called popcorn down with moisture, with water, like in a garden sprayer works very well. Yep. Then you have to scrape it off. And you can use like a spackle blade to do that, but there actually are tools that they sell that will scrape it and collect the debris at the same time. But then you're going to have a somewhat irregular surface, so make sure you use the flat white paint to cover it up so that you don't see any bumps and lumps.
Just a little tease of how much great information there is every week at the Money Pit. Tom Kreidler.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.